Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 12th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by GoodTask. Leading off today, Apple has unveiled what it is calling the biggest update to Logic since the launch of Logic Pro X. Logic is Apple's powerful creative application for musicians and producers, and it's being updated to version 10.5 today. The biggest change with today's update is the addition of Live Loops. With Live Loops on the Mac, Logic users can create music in a new free-form and non-linear way. This means that loops, samples, and recordings can be organized into a new musical grid, providing new creative opportunities. The new version of Logic Pro also brings a completely redesigned sampler interface, alongside a variety of new creative tools designed to streamline the process of making original beats. This includes updates to the Drum Machine Designer, Step Sequencer, and much more. And finally, Apple says that Logic Pro 10.5 has been optimized to take advantage of the latest Mac hardware and the power of macOS. This includes performance improvements and a variety of fixes for bugs and crashing problems. We've got all of the details on today's massive Logic Pro update at the link in the show notes below. Apple last week released a new 13-inch MacBook Pro with Magic Keyboard. But prior to this announcement, there had been rumors of a 14-inch MacBook Pro. So while that didn't happen last week, a new report says the redesigned model may have been delayed until 2021. A user on Twitter who has accurately predicted numerous details about future Apple products, including the new iPad Pro, Magic Keyboard, and iPhone SE, now says that the 14-inch MacBook Pro is set for 2021. So this means that even though we didn't get the redesign last week, the transition to a 14-inch display is still on the way. There had been some speculation that the laptop would ship later in 2021, perhaps with mini LED display technology, but now we know that that timeline has shifted to 2021. The new 13-inch MacBook Pro unveiled last week lacks many of the innovations offered by the 16-inch. This includes things like improved speakers and microphones and thinner bezels around the display. It really seems like Apple prioritized removing the butterfly keyboard from the lineup over everything else, hence why the 13-inch MacBook Pro didn't get quite as big as an upgrade as the 15-inch did. But either way, the redesigned 14-inch model is still on the way, just perhaps delayed a little further than initially expected. We are sponsored this week by GoodTask. GoodTask is a powerful task manager that's built on the iOS calendar and reminders applications. You can use it as a simple checklist or as a complex project management tool to get big things done. GoodTask will sync to all of your Apple products, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch, and their support for syncing with Microsoft Exchange, as well as integration with Siri shortcuts. One of the most powerful features in GoodTask is the ability to sort reminders and calendar entries with a smart list. This allows you to filter items by priority, due date, tags, location, and more. GoodTask also supports quick actions for seamlessly adding tasks the way you want. This is great for those recurring things that you do over and over again, but still want to keep in your to-do list. And one of my favorite features of GoodTask is the Apple Watch app, which allows you to manage and add new items directly to your task list from your wrist. Finally, a new update to GoodTask just this week added an all-new Today page for tracking your tasks, as well as a new Goals feature, templates, and much more. GoodTask keeps getting better and is a completely native experience across all of your Apple devices. Learn more and get started for free at goodtaskapp.com. Just yesterday, we told you about the latest rumors around Apple's over-ear headphones suggesting the AirPods Studio name and a $349 price point. Now, 9to5 Mac has learned more exclusive details about the AirPods Studio, including specifications and settings. One of the key features of regular AirPods is ear detection, which automatically pauses the song when you take them off. According to people familiar with the matter, AirPods Studio will have a similar feature, but it will work in a different way. Instead of ear detection, Apple is working to include sensors that can detect whether the headphones are on your head or around your neck. So based on this, we can assume that AirPods Studio will play or pause content when they detect being placed on or removed from your head. Then when the headphones are placed around your neck, the music will stay paused, much like when you take a single AirPod out of your ear. Another new sensor will be able to detect left and right ears to automatically route the audio channels. This means that there will be no right or wrong side to use AirPod Studio, unlike many current headphones that have fixed left and right channels. And just like the AirPods Pro, the AirPod Studio will have active noise cancellation and transparency mode. And finally, as AirPod Studio are expected to be mainly focused on professional users, pairing the earphones with a Mac or iOS device will unlock custom equalizer settings, with low, medium, and high frequency adjustments available. So with more of these features coming to light, it's becoming clear how Apple plans to position AirPod Studio against both the rest of the AirPods lineup as well as existing Beats headphones. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks again to GoodTask for their support of the show this week. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.